This is WNKU's Earth Calendar. I'm Kathy Costello. Winter can be a hard time for birds. With short days and cold nights, our feathered neighbors must spend more time searching for food, water, and shelter. To give them a boost, people often feed birds throughout the winter season. Sunflower seeds, suet cakes, and peanuts are three good sources of protein and fat for birds looking to maintain their body temperatures in cold conditions. Size and placement of feeders is also important, as many birds form large groups or flocks in winter due to food scarcity and protection against predators. Feeders are best located in open areas so that birds can find them and survey their surroundings while feeding, but close enough to vegetation, to be out of the wind, and to provide an easy escape should predators like hawks or owls be detected. When choosing food for the feeder, select high-protein and high-fat foods like sunflower seeds or suet for overwintering birds. Select feeders that have squirrel-proofing mechanisms to limit seed loss. When looking for a location to place your feeder, choose a spot that is out of the wind and within 10 to 15 feet of shrub or forested cover. Also, be sure to clean feeders regularly to reduce potentially harmful fungus and bacterial growth. For more information on bird feeding in winter and habitats, visit www.audubon.org. On our calendar, join the Midwestern astronomers as they bring their knowledge and, best of all, their telescopes to Shiloh Lock 34 Park for an evening of stargazing. You'll discover what's visible in the night sky this time of year, then take a look with the use of a telescope, Friday, February 22nd, 7 p.m. Rain or cloudy skies will cancel the event. For more information, call 513-732-2977. Earth Calendar archives are at wnku.org. For more information or to share an Earth event you are sponsoring, call 859-572-6500.